Do you think that there is a connection between this, the speech at the One Love concert and the incident last fall when you were brutalized?
Yes.
Could you talk about that a little bit?
I was doing some waiting for rehearsal.
Where were you?
At Half a Trees, waiting for two of my musicians.
Near Aquarius, around there.
Right there, Aquarius Studio. While waiting there, I found out that two of my musicians was at the studio doing some work. So I was still there waiting, standing up outside with this piece of roach in my hand. A guy came up and took the roach.
Plain clothes or
Yes, plain clothes. I don't know who he is.
Never saw him before?
No. Took the roach, so I looked when I saw him with the roach and I took it back from him. So what?
Just like grabbed it from him?
Yes, just grabbed it out of the man. Because I wasn't looking in the direction that he came from. So I said, what happened? He didn't say nothing. I took it back from him and held it there. He started to grab at it again. So I said, what? What happened? He said, me, I must go down so. He said, down so, which we call down so. So I said, from the mention of the word down, so I realized that that's a police attitude, see? So I just generously just opened it and blew out the contents. And said, this is what you want to carry it down so far, see? But he didn't like that and started to grab at me aggressively now. Who is my shirt?
Killed this one man now.
Yes, that one guy. Grabbing and tear off my clothes and all those things. Couldn't move me. Well, he went in the street now and started waving up cars and things to get assistance. Nothing stopped because it was a guy in plain clothes who knew him. See? Well, he went out in the street just still looking and saw one of his associates. See? Well, he mentioned to him that here is a criminal here. Must help him carry him down, so. See? Well, when the next one heard that there is a criminal, he just pulled his gun from his pocket and run, come over aggressively, start pushing gun all about my face and trying to push fear into me. And so I just eased him off and said, what the blood clot doing? Where'd it come from? What happened? As that from the train, it's so the police force training to come deal with people and intelligent. And it wasn't brought up. And somebody did them not like them thing there. Well, them tried them brute force and ignorance and it couldn't work.
Did they know who you were?
No, I don't know if they know. I don't business or care where they want to know. Because you don't have to know a man to treat him the way he should be treated.
That's true, but you've gone beyond being a national figure in Jamaica to being much more.
Because I am so humble. I don't wear a jacket and tie and walk with my briefcase and drive a big Lincoln Continental or a Mercedes Benz and look exclusively different from the rest. I look like the people. See? So they didn't bother check because serious adult rasta according to the society. Well, after they tried their things and it didn't work. One was punching at me, punching. I don't throw a blow all now. Well, they just chucked me in a car and just went for all weapons of destruction and just moved towards my head. About 8 to 10 guys. I don't mean two guys. Two guys couldn't do that. Four guys couldn't do that blood clot. 8 to 10 guys gang my head with weapons of destruction.
In the police station?
In the station. Close the door and chase away the people.
Uniformed and plain clothes?
Pure plain clothes police. Chase away the people and gang my head with button. I was beating my head with button until about a hour and a half. Until my hand broke because I was using my hand to stop blows and couldn't take no more blows and broke. See? When my hand broke now, I run to the door and then push me back in blows. I run to the window, then push me back in blows. And when I found out that these guys' intention was to kill, see, what I had to do was just play dead by just lying down.
Passive resistance.
See, and they say, yes, him is dead.